Across the country these days, the alleged sexual abuse of children by Roman Catholic priests is triggering moral challenges for the Catholic Church. It's also triggering financial ones. Multi-million dollar legal settlements are squeezing church programs and expansion plans. But as Steve Tripoli reports, the financial fallout from the sex abuse scandals varies from place to place.
The nationwide bill for abuse settlements is estimated at $300 million so far. As new cases emerge and are settled, it seems clear there is much more to come, but each diocese is dealing with different amounts of abuse, different dollar figures, and different levels of lost credibility with supporters. Methods for raising the uninsured share of settlement money do have some similarities, according to Villanova University economics professor Chuck Zek. Zek studies the financing of religious organizations.
What they're going to have to do is, one, sell some property. Another thing that's going to happen is some wealthy Catholics who are big contributors will be moving their contributions up and giving a larger lump sum now to help the diocese through this hurdle. And, of course, that's cost the church in the future.
Meaning there will likely be less giving by these donors later, says Zek. In Boston, where settlements could approach $100 million, the sale of church real estate is being discussed. A 1998 sex abuse settlement in Dallas forced that diocese to sell property, lay off church workers, and cut salaries to pay its $11 million share. Mary Edland, who handles diocesan finances, says much of the sold-off property would have been used to establish new parishes.
What happens now is, in those locations where we've had an increase of Catholics and we need to divide parishes and form new ones, the individual communities are having to purchase some of their own properties. So it's had that kind of impact in terms of the immediate aftermath.
In Santa Rosa, California, assets were sold and diocesan staff reduced by two-thirds. Their work was picked up at the parish level, another example of settlement costs trickling down to parishioners. Tucson, Arizona's diocese is considering the sale of property, drawing down cash reserves, and borrowing to pay its settlements. There is no umbrella organization for the American Catholic Church. Each diocese is legally and financially a separate nonprofit institution. That means each is on its own here. One headache cited by diocesan officials is convincing donors that money collected for other uses won't pay sexual abuse settlements. In Boston, where Cardinal Law's lenient handling of child-abusing priests has touched off a storm of protest, Archdiocesan Chancellor David Smith says the hierarchy won't be the ones hurt if the annual Cardinal's Appeal falls short.
It's important that that Cardinal's Appeal doesn't suffer, because that Cardinal's Appeal supports the children. It supports the poor children in the inner cities with education and social services. And I think it's really critical that we don't create another class of victims here.
Several dioceses facing settlements have discussed the possibility of declaring bankruptcy. The Santa Fe, New Mexico diocese came close to bankruptcy a decade ago when it had to pay a reported $50 million settlement. Church officials interviewed for this story unanimously say bankruptcy is being dismissed as an unlikely last resort in their cases. But Harvard University bankruptcy expert Elizabeth Warren says it's too soon to say that, while a large wave of new abuse allegations continues to unfold.
The fact that the diocese is saying no bankruptcy, no bankruptcy, no bankruptcy, just tells us they're in a position right now where they're trying to negotiate. But they don't have enough information to know for sure what's going to happen in the future. And until every last victim has come forward, no one will know the full financial impact.
In Dallas and Santa Rosa, both several years past their settlement agreements, officials say they've been surprised at how well diocesan finances and giving have recovered. But those two examples may not be instructive. Both places had relatively small abuse problems. The scope of the revelations and their damage elsewhere means economic recovery may not be so quick elsewhere. For NPR News, I'm Steve Tripoli in Boston.